外資系裏技英語、今週も始まりました。どうも石井てるみです。よろしくお願いします。そしてもう一方は、
Hello, my name is BJ Fox and welcome again to another episode of 外資系裏技英語。 How are you, てるみ？
Good, 元気にやっておりますよ。もうステイホーム生活にもすっかり慣れちゃって。 How's it going, BJ?
It's good, great weather today.
ね、今日は天気が久しぶりにいいですけれども。
Tell me, can I tell you a personal secret about my relationship with Japanese? The language, Japanese.
日本語と BJ の秘密を教えてくれるの? What is it? Please.
So for me, one of the most amazing, most interesting parts of Japanese is also the most annoying.
BJ にとって日本語で一番興味深いところは一番イライラするところ。わかった。Mm. Is that 漢字?
No, no. I think I like kanji. I like kanji. The kanji aren't annoying.
Annoying じゃない。That it has like many ways of reading. なんか読み方もいっぱいあるし、日本人にとっても難しいけど。No, that's not that.
No, I like kanji. I like the fact there's like so many different mirus, like to watch.Mm-hmm. All, well, in English, they're all just to watch, but there's different... I like that about kanji.
え、本当、見るも watch とか see とか look とかいっぱいあるよ。But, okay, でも漢字じゃないのね。
But it's not kanji. For me, it's onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia! Ah! 擬音語とか擬態語とか。ぐるぐるとか、ふわふわとか、チリチリとか、ザーザーとか。
Yeah.
Wow, but why are they annoying? I think they are amazing.
Well, I think they are amazing because there are so many. You know, rain falling, it's like para para, shito shito, zaza, pot spot, all for rain. It's amazing.
めちゃくちゃあるよね。あの、雨の擬音語、擬態語、ポツポツ、パラパラ、ザーザー、雨だけでもポツリポツリ。なんかね、あとぐっしょり濡れるとか、ポタポタ垂れるとか。水を表す言葉だけど、めちゃくちゃたくさんあるけども、Are they annoying?
Yeah, because there are too many. There are too many. When I was studying Japanese, we had a test. We had a test on all these onomatopoeia for rain.
え、雨のオノマトペの試験がイギリスであった。そんな小テストが。Wow, that's annoying.
And I was like,I just don't need to know these words. That seems like a waste of time. You know, either way, I'm not going to... I don't use an umbrella anyway, so I don't need to know how heavy the rain is.
さすがイギリス人。Is it true that the British people don't use umbrella?
If it rains really hard, we use an umbrella. But, you know, sometimes when it's lightly raining and I think all I have to do is walk from my house to the station, it's going to take me 1 minute, I'd rather...Not have an umbrella all day.
すごい降ってたら傘は差すけれども、まあ、ちょっとそこら辺を歩くくらいだったら差さない。Actually, BJ, I'm the same kind of person. 私もね、あんまり傘差さないから、
really?
そうそう、イギリス人みたいだねって言われるんだけど、その度に I was wondering if the British people really don't use umbrellas in the rain. So, なんか謎が解けたよ。ありがとう。But, まあ、だから、So you decided not to remember all those onomatopoeia.
Yeah, so now when I hear someone says it's like zaza to futteru, all I hear is futteru. I'm like, I will judge the onomatopoeia when I can see the rain. I will judge it yeah, when I get outside. But I do think they're amazing, yeah.
でもね、思い出したよ。日本語を学ぶ外国人が一番その分からない、難しいっていうのはオノマトペだって韓国人の人が言ってるの。Yeah. I remember a Koreanperson, a friend, was saying that the onomatopoeia part is the most difficult part in learning Japanese.
Yeah. Well, actually, I read a book called Kitchen by Yoshimoto Banana. It was one of the first Japanese books I read in Japanese. And I swear, every other word, every second word in that book was an onomatopoeia. It was just... and it drove me mad. But before any of our listeners ask... We do have onomatopoeia in English too.
Yeah. あるよね。なんか、oink, oink とか。
Oink, oink, yep, all the animal ones.
Bees,
buzz, bees, but things like buzz, that's an onomatopoeia, essentially.
あ、バズもそうなんだ。そっか、ブズーっていう音だもんね。あれは、なんか、when you, like, talk and talk and talk, you say, blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
あれもオノマトペ?
I guess it's an onomatopoeia. Sorry, producer Ruben, is that an onomatopoeia? Must be.
Should I look it up?
Yeah. Or just agree, okay, just agree, just agree. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Of course, it's a one of the best onomatopoeia.
One of the best.
One of the best. One of the best known onomatopoeia. And what else do you have?
Well, I was thinking one for rain would be splish splash. Splish splash, the rain fell.
Splish splash, the rain fell.
But when I was looking at Japanese onomatopoeia, you know, one thing you notice is often it's a repeated sound like guru guru, kuru kuru, kong kong. Oh, knock knock. That's an English one. Knock knock. But often the double sounds.
そうだね。言われてみれば、日本語のオノマトペ、擬音語、擬態語は大体プラプラとか、フラフラとか、サラサラとか、キラキラとか、繰り返しだよね。Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and what we want to do today in our episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo is we're going to introduce a special urawaza when you use double words in English.
お、Gaishike Urawaza Eigo、今回は、言葉をそうやって重ねる、そういった使い方があるんだね。じゃあそれを今日はご紹介していきましょう。So BJ, is it an onomatopoeia urawaza?
No, it's not about onomatopoeia. It's more about doubling words.
あ、オノマトペをこう仕事とか外資系企業で使うっていう話ではないのね。It's about 言葉を繰り返す doubling words っていうそういう話なんですね。
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, so tell me, what is the difference between the two sentences I'm going to say? Are you working from home? Or are you working from home?
Eh? Are you working from home? To, are you working from home? って言うんだ。
Yeah, are you working or are you working?
Eh, ちょっと、それは本当に普段言うの BJ が。
Yeah, quite often.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you working from home? Okay.
Okay. Let's try it with producer Ruben. Okay, here's a question. Today, are you working from home or just working from home?
Well, I guess today I'm just working. There's not many requests coming in and I'm just keeping an eye on the email, so.
Okay, so if I've got any questions, I can send them. Good.
Okay.
Okay. What was the difference between working and working?
その行動のレベルの違いなんじゃない? You're checking the level of the actions, the degree, how much you're really doing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
へえ、そうなんだ。
I was trying to think about this. Obviously, this is different to onomatopoeia, but it's kind of like in Japanese when you say hito is one person.But you double it, hitobito, the level goes higher and it means many people.
そうね。確かに日本語だと複数形になったりはしますよね。様々なとかね、人々がとかね、いろいろなとか。
So like so working just means, yeah, you know, maybe doing a little bit of work, yeah, I'm working. But working means, look, I'm busy, I'm properly working.
へえ、そうやって使うんだ。I'm working now って言ったら、もうめちゃくちゃ集中しているっていう、すごい大変、
yeah.
すごい仕事量を抱えていて頑張ってるっていうのを表すんだね。What about like, I'm really working now?
Yeah, that means, that makes perfect sense. Or you could say I'm really busy now. But why I think this phrase is a good phrase to learn, both,one reason is because native people use this phrase, but also it's a really good urawaza toask a question to someone without being too direct. Like if I said to you or to producer Ruben, are you really working now? That's a bit rude.
Oh, 本当だ。はいはいはい。これは、まあネイティブの人が本当に使うから、まあ知っておくっていうのもすごく大事だけれども、まあ本当に、人に今どれくらい忙しいのかって聞きたいときに、Are you really working? 本当にすごい頑張って働いてるのって聞いちゃうと、ちょっと失礼だから、それを回避するために、この doubling words が使えるんだね。ほうほう。
And just so everyone who's listening understands, we've used the example working a number of times, but this works for many, many different verbs, many, many different nouns as well.
今は working っていう例を示しましたけれども、まあいろいろな動詞、そして名詞にも使えるんですね。Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Terumi, let's hear a few examples and see afterwards if you can tell us what they all mean. Example one. Hey Ruben, the deadline for episode 44 is coming up. Are you working on it yet?
Well, it's moving along. I'm working on it.
Are you working on it, or just working on it?
Well, just working on it. It's just, at the moment, it's hard to make time during the week to make progress, you know, with my daughter off school, so.
Okay, well, I understand. If you need any help, just ping me on Slack.
Okay, thank you.
Example two. The presentation went well. The clients seemed to like it.
Did they like it, or just like it?
Oh,They liked it. I smashed that presentation.
Nice.
Example three.
Oh, BJ, tonight at the presentation it says food is provided. Do you think it will be food or just food?
Probably just food. Probably a light buffet. So shall we grab a snack beforehand?
All right, see you at Jonathan's.
I'm not going to Jonathan's again. Example four.Ruben, why haven't we got approval from the CMO yet? Did you chase her?
Yeah, I chased her.
Did you really?
Well, I mean, I sent an email.
And you sent an email. I want you to chase her, not just chase her.
Okay, I'll call her.
Good. Do your job.
Okay, interesting. 面白い。
Could you follow the examples?
全部どういう意味かは分かったよ。Are you working on it? だったら、めちゃくちゃ本当に今取り掛かってるのとか、あとプレゼンしたけども、気に入ったのか、本当にめちゃくちゃ気に入ってたのかって時に、Did they like it? っていう言い方だし。
And then the noun example was food.
Food. 名詞の例も出てきましたけれども、Do you think it will be food or just food?もう、yeah. すごいちゃんとした食事が出るのか、まあ、ちょっと軽食が出るのかっていう時にも、yeah. Do you think it will be just food or just food? こんな使い方ができるんだ。
Yeah.
っていうのと、あとは CMO をゲットするのに、Did you chase her? 本当に追いかけたの Did you chase her?、
Mm.
I want you to chase her. で、なんかチェイスが一個、この時の動詞とか名詞が一個の時は、まあ、just を上につけて言うことも多いんですね。
Yeah, well, actually, that'spart of the urawaza that we want to teach. How do you ask this question in a very、mm-hmm. natural way? And that word just is very important.
この doubling words の時は、この、繰り返さない、一回で済ます時には、その頭に just をつけると、より自然になるということで。
Shall we take a look at the tactics?
Okay.
Okay, Terumi, this urawaza in some ways is very simple, butin others is quite complicated.
この裏技はシンプルだけどもちょっと複雑な言い方もあると。Mm. Oh, what is it?
Well, what I mean to say is that obviously to master this might be very hard, but maybe you don't need to master it. Maybe you just need to be able to just master it and understand it.
これを確かになんかこなれて使うのは結構難しそうだよね。Yeah. だからmaster しなくていいけれども、まあ、ちょっと理解して、あとはこう人が使ってる時に何を言ってるかっていうのが分かるようになることが重要なんじゃないかと。
So these are the steps you need to take. So, step number one. Ask the question, but you double up the last word. So, are you busy? No. Are you busy? Are you working? So, double the last word.
はい、ではまずステップ1としましては質問するんだけれども最後の言葉を繰り返しましょう。Are you working とか Are you busy みたいに2回繰り返します。
So step 2, if the verb has an object, you only include it once. So like it goes to like it. Chase her goes to chase her.
はい、もし動詞に目的語がある場合、例えば Did they like it? この it が目的語ですけれども Did they like it? Like it? ではなくて1個目の it はいらないから動詞だけ2回繰り返して目的語の it は最後に1回だけつけて Did they like like it? とか Did you chase chase her? というふうに言いましょう。
And then after you said that, so you know, you asked a question, is Mr. Tanaka busy busy?Then the next words you say are or just. Or just. Is Mr. Tanaka busy, busy or just?
なるほど。私がもう感動しちゃった。Is Mr. Tanaka busy, busy or just busy? っていうように、
yes.
あの、busy, busy の後に何と比べてるのかっていうのを分かりやすくするためにも、すっごい忙しいのか、それともただ忙しいのかっていうので、just を頭につけると分かりやすくなります。
Yeah. So you've done steps 1, 2, and 3. Is Mr. Tanaka busy, busy, or just busy?、Mm-hmm. Now, step 4 is on that very last word, when you are saying the verb or the noun again, add an air of question, add an air of mystery. So,Is Mr. Tanaka busy, busy, or just busy?
はい。ステップ4としましては、もうこれね、あの、いつもの演技パートがちょっと含まれてくるかもしれませんけれども、Is Mr. Tanaka busy, busy, or just busy?
Busy.
Busy? みたいに、ちょっと、yeah. slight air of questioning?
Yeah, that's what I would call it. Are you working, working, or just...Working?
はい。今の BJ 先生のようにですね、最後に、それとも、ま、ちょっとやってるだけぐらいの、ちょっと含みを持たせるような言い方をしてみましょう。うん、by the way, busy はもうあの動詞ではなく形容詞ですけれども、まあ、動詞も名詞も形容詞もこうやって繰り返すことで使えますよ。
Yeah. Okay. Tell me, let's practice.
Okay.
Okay.So we're going to do two practices. One where I'm using the urawaza and you have to reply. And then the second practice, I want you to start the urawaza by yourself. Okay. So first practice, imagine you wrote a book, right? You wrote a book.
そうね。本書いたことありますよ。大変でしたよ。
And your editor was on the phone all the time calling you.
すっごいかかってきた電話、締め切りの近く。はい。
Okay, let's go back in time to that moment.
Okay.
I'm the editor. Tell me, how is the book coming along?
Well, good.
Really? Are you writing every day?
Oh, yes.
Come on, are you writing every day or just writing every day?
Oh, I'm writing. I'm working really hard on it.
That's good to know. Excellent stuff, Terumi. Excellent stuff. I'm writing.
I'm writing. すごい頑張って書いてる感じするね、これだと。Yeah. Okay.
And also, I like the way you emphasized it at the end as well. I'm writing. And just to clarify,、mm-hmm. you added, I'm working really hard.
Well, I'm working really hard みたいのをちゃんと後に付け加えるのも、mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Now, this is going to be slightly harder.Because you're the one who's going to have to ask the question now. Okay, so it's me.
Yes.
I need to practice my Japanese. Ask me how much I've been studying.
Okay. Hey, BJ.
Hey, Terumi.
Your Japanese doesn't seem to be improving.
What?
Are you studying still?
Yeah, I study all the time.
Are you studying...Or just studying?
Well, you know, sometimes I listen to a Japanese podcast. That's about it.
Oh, BJ, please take your studies seriously. You have to study. You know, set a good example for our listeners.
Perfect. Really good. That's really good.
本当?やった!
Yeah, really good. Everyone.All our listeners, let's study. Let's get better at our languages.
Yes, and please listen.
Yeah, please listen. And for anyone who does want to study and listening to the podcast isn't enough, please make sure you download our worksheets that you can download online.
Yes, please download our worksheets. なんか勉強するとか頑張るとかそんな時とかに使えそうだね、この裏技。
Yeah.
ね。
外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly, English Conversation on Demand.
外資系裏技英語のスポンサーは、オンデマンドでネイティブと英語レッスンができるオンライン英会話の Cambly。
Create a free account and use the code URAWAZA in Kanji to claim a 15-minute free lesson.
無料アカウントを作成して漢字2文字で裏技と入力すれば15分の無料英会話レッスンが受けられます。
Practice English and help out your podcast.
英語をたくさん練習してポッドキャストの内容をぜひものにしてくださいね。
Actually, listening to you tell meI thought this urawaza would be hard to use, but already you've really mastered it already.
BJ, この裏技難しい。まあ確かにちょっとこなれた感じで言うのは難しいけれども、Was I okay? なんだ
？You were okay.
That was just okay.
Yeah. Did you know that phrase okay? Like I can imagine a scenario where you know your girlfriend comes home or your and they're crying and you say, "Are you okay?" And they're like.Yeah, I'm okay. And then you have to go, no, are you okay or just okay? And then it's exactly that. It's a really useful urawaza, I think. It's a really, really useful urawaza.
彼女が泣きながら帰ってきて、本当に大丈夫なのっていう時に、are you okay って言うんだ。
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And I think this urawaza is useful, like I said, not just to make yourself sound more natural,、
mm-hmm.
but I think it can also help you to have more honesty in the office.
この裏技を使うと、ナチュラル、まあ、ネイティブが使うような言い回しという意味でナチュラルにも聞こえるし、もっとアネストなコミュニケーションができる。So why is that so?
Well, because it's a way to ask a question without being too direct in a friendly way, and then maybe people will, you know, open up a bit more.
はあ、なるほど。失礼にならずに、まあ、フレンドリーな方法で、本当はどうなのみたいな。本当に、どれくらいやってるのって。確かにこれはなんか one step further な質問な気がするよね。Are you working? で聞くより、Are you working? っていうなんか、I think this question doesn't come in the beginning. It comes like, なんか、もうちょっと later になってから出てくるような、本当にそうなの、って確認する時のような質問だと思うので、まあよりちょっと honest なコミュニケーションができそうだよね。
Yeah, I think it's a very useful urawaza, so please give it a go, and see how it goes.
はい、もうぜひね、職場でも友達にも使ってみて、はい、どのようなコミュニケーションが展開されるか、ぜひ使ってみてください。
And thank you so much to everyone for listening to our podcast.
はい、皆さん、今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。I repeat it.
Especially to our fans who are listening, like you said. Listen, please.
はい、このポッドキャストのファンだよという方はもうぜひぜひこれからも listen していただけると嬉しいです。
I guess the difference between listening and listening is maybe the listening people listen to every episode and put the urawazas into action as well.
listening してくださっているリスナーさんは今までのすべてのエピソードを聞いてくださっていたり、あと裏技を実際に職場で使ったりなんかしてくださってるんじゃないでしょうか。
I wonder. Anyway, thank you very much for another great episode, Tenami, and we'll see everyone next week.
はい、皆さん聞いてくださってありがとうございました。そして BJ も Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you to you as well, Tenami.
See you next week.
No,
それはダメ。
That's wrong.
それはダメだそうです。皆さん元気でありがとうございました。バイバイ。
Thank you very much for listening.Urawaza Eigo is produced by Okomoriyaki Productions and can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms.
外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございます。 外資系裏技英語はココメディアキプロダクションによる制作で、Apple のポッドキャスト、Spotify などのポッドキャストプラットフォームでお聞きいただけます。
Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 裏技英語。More content can also be found on our YouTube channel.
Twitter と Instagram の外資系裏技英語アカウント、@裏技英語もぜひフォローしてください。YouTube チャンネルでもさらにコンテンツをお楽しみいただけます。
Each episode comes with a study worksheet, and these can be found on our homepage. Please Google 外資系裏技英語 and you'll find the homepage.
そして、外資系裏技英語には各エピソードごとにワークシートもあるんです。外資系裏技英語でググるとすぐに出てきますので、ワークシートをダウンロードして裏技フレーズの定着に役立ててくださいね。
And if you like the podcast, tell a colleague, or better yet, send them an official 裏技英語 LINE stamp.
そして、ポッドキャストを気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは、外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいですよ。外資系裏技英語スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。